Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Last week, I told you that in Frédéric Chopin's Military Polonaise, the composer used the piano to imitate the drums that used to accompany armies marching into battle. A lot of composers put battle sounds into their music. In that dance by Samuel Scheidt, you can hear trumpet calls rallying the troops. When Andrea Gabrieli wrote battle music, he lined up trumpets and drums from opposing sides. Gabrieli wrote for real trumpets, but other composers used imitation trumpets in their battle pieces. A lot of Hispanic churches have organs with pipes that are shaped like trumpets. Instead of pointing up to the ceiling, the way pipes usually do, the trumpet pipes stick straight out from the organ. Composers wrote special battle pieces for them, like this one by Antonio Correa Braga. One of the earliest pieces about a battle is by 16th century French composer Clément Jeannequin. As the singers tell the story of a great victory, Jeannequin has their voices imitate the sounds of the battle, including trumpets. There's a really interesting trumpet imitation in a battle sonata for string instruments by Johann Valentin Meder. Listen to how the violins do trumpet calls while the lower strings mimic drums. And then the strings recreate the sound of the battle itself. Claudio Monteverdi composed a story about the battle between a Christian knight and a warrior princess. As a singer tells about clashing swords and shields, Monteverdi had both voice and instruments illustrate the sound. Three 300 years later, just before the start of World War II, Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev wrote music for the movie Alexander Nevsky. It's about a 13th century prince who led Russians to victory against invading Germans. Speaking of invaders who didn't have such a good time in Russia, Napoleon's battles inspired several compositions. Zoltán Kodály's opera Hari János is about a Hungarian teller of tall tales who claimed to have defeated Napoleon. The Duke of Wellington, of course, did defeat Napoleon. Beethoven described that battle. But Tchaikovsky probably did battle music best with his 1812 overture. First, you hear the sound of the fight. Including a bit of the French national anthem. When the cannons come in, signaling the Russian victory, you hear the old Russian national anthem. Now we'll retreat from the musical battles and march off with a bit of the Military Polonaise by Frédéric Chopin. The Military Polonaise by Frédéric Chopin. In his day, Chopin was more famous as a pianist than as a composer. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for some composer pianists on Classics for Kids.